We believe you are all familiar with the spiritual teaching that says, be in the world but not of the world. And this is a year in which we are going to get practice, perhaps even in unpleasant circumstances, about how to actually do that. Now, in the doing of that, what you most need to know is that it is important to understand what you are, two things, what you are attracting and what you are holding. And in order to understand that, you have to understand your emotional responses to what is going on around you. And so, if you are of the world, of necessity, you are in war, because that is the world, the polarities, and particularly now, the dark pressing against the light. And so, if you are in the battle, you are in the world. Now, we do not mean any of this critically, but we want you to watch your emotions. And if you are in war, then you are in the world. But if you are aware, and even if you have emotions that pass through you, but in the end, you are with yourself, what you know to be true, and aligned with the love of the universe, then you are of the world, but you, I believe we have reversed it. You are in the world, but you are not of the world. You are not in the battle, pardon our mixed reference there. The battle means you are on the wrong side of the world. The knowing, the releasing, and the recentering in yourself, and you are on the right side of this teaching. Now, once again, we all have wounds. We all understand that. But when you find yourself attached to a thing, number one, that you do not control, that you did not create, that is actually not yours to be responsible for, when you find yourself emotionally involved in all of that, then you are on the wrong side of that teaching. You don't want to be. Battle means you're of the world. Knowing about it, moving it through, taking your attention back to yourself, you are in the world, not of it. And that is the position that you are wanting to hold in the time ahead. Now, when we are looking at the things that we really want to actively release in this coming year, criticism of ourselves or others, judgment of ourselves or others, perfectionistic demands of ourselves or others, and comparisons. Those four things are the things that we want to be working on in this year, because if those can be mastered, then we can walk through anything in the world and still be connected and growing and whole and even joyful. We also can be attracting of things that are good for us, things that keep us safe, things that show us the way when perhaps those around us cannot see it. And so as we move through this world and as we move into times that understandably are going to be at the very least of it, morally reprehensible, because that is going to happen, then we must certainly know about it, take a right action if there is one to take. But after we have taken the action, then we must release whatever it was that happened, because it does not have the right to define us or to spoil our day. So this is the challenge, and challenge it is. On the bright side of this challenge is that the year you are moving into at many, many levels has positive energy for creating, for loving, for growing. And so to move to the levels where the good things are happening, even while we know about the other things that are happening, that is going to be the challenge of the strong spiritual woman. And when you can walk in that way, the power of your influence is beyond anything that you can imagine. We will perhaps talk a bit about this a bit later, but you never know what good you are doing in the world when you are walking in this way. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed.